When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Sharkpreneur Podcast with Kevin Harrington and Seth Green. Kevin Harrington is the inventor of the infomercial, one of the original sharks from the hit TV show Shark Tank, and has generated over $5 billion in TV and digital direct response sales. Seth Green is the world's first trusted authority on cutting-edge direct response marketing, a best-selling author, and the only three-time Marketer of the Year nominee. On the podcast, Kevin and Seth interview sharkpreneurs who share straight talk on what it takes to explode your business.
Why do so many businesses struggle while others seem to explode overnight? Do you wish you had the secret to this type of exponential growth? Now, I've scaled more than 20 businesses to over $100 million, and it's not just luck. In my new book, with Mark Tim, Mentor to Millions, you'll learn the repeatable framework I use in all my business ventures for massive success. Order at kevinmentor.com and get over $1,000 in bonuses. Head to kevinmentor.com.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I've got the good fortune to be joined by Jason Miller of Strategic Advisor Board. Jason, thanks so much for joining us.
Awesome. Pleasure to be here.
All right, let's go back in time a little bit. How did Strategic Advisor Board get started?
Yeah, I'll keep it short and sweet. It was really born out of necessity for small business owners to really help them hyper-focus on growing and scaling and being able to take themselves away from that working in it so hard to more working on it and having a team around them that has been there and done that. I really wanted to focus on not being a traditional consulting firm. So we specifically work off of results only. Everybody said I was crazy for doing that, but you know, I wanted something in the marketplace that was a disruptor. And that's really what we created was that.
Well, that is awesome. I'm sure the longer version of the story is probably in a book somewhere. So talk a little bit about what Strategic Advisor Board does.
Yeah. So really we come in, we create very custom solutions for companies. I don't believe in the cookie cutter approach. 20 different people would argue with me on that, I'm sure. But I don't agree with that approach. Every company is different because every company has a different CEO in it and they have a different idea or what's important to them, right? And, you know, as business owners, we have to be very hyper-focused on what our mission is, what our vision is, and freaking stay to it, right? Stay to that. Stay what's true to you. And you can't do that. Well, I shouldn't say you can't, but it's better if it's very custom and tailored to what your vision and mission is. And that's what we come in and help a lot of, you know, younger entrepreneurs and geez, even some older entrepreneurs that are business owners that are older than me. But, you know, I believe in be good, be brief, be gone. I just published an international bestseller on it. And that's it. Be good, be brief, be gone.
All right. So give me an example. Who is an ideal client for you?
Ideal clients are $1 million to $50 million in revenue. And I don't really like to say it's really a niche necessarily, because the widget doesn't necessarily matter. It's the structure of the business, how it's structured, how they're doing business, and is it scalable from a business aspect? Do they have issues in their pipeline from acquisition to fulfillment, right? you know, there's always bottlenecks. You can find them everywhere. Jesus, I can find them in my own company. So everybody has them. So, you know, it's really helping do that. Remove all those bottlenecks, put all the things in place that are really customized to what their needs are. That's what's really important.
That makes a lot of sense. So give us a case study, kind of, this is the company. I mean, if it's confidential, it can be, you know, ABC company, but this is the company, this is what their issues were. And then this is how we help them and kind of what the magical transformation looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't need the ABC company anything. That's for sure. One of our clients, he is a solar company out of Massachusetts, obviously dealing with our current situation with supply chain, right? It's kind of a big deal. So, you know, he's not a big Sunrun or one of these First Solars, big billion-dollar machines, right? He's a great company, does really well for himself, but what he can't do is house $3 million worth of solar equipment, right? Can't do that. And so we had to come up with a strategy that would be a bridging strategy to get past this year. So we started forming alliances with builders. And by doing that, say you got 250, 300 homes going up out in Florida, I don't know, pick a state, right? And a partnership is forged with that builder developer to put solar on every one of those roofs. Now you got a tangible contract that you can collect a percentage up front, and then a percentage of that can now be sliced away and put towards inventory, right? So it doesn't seem like it's mind-boggling or mind-blowing, right? But when you're in the, when you're really in that mindset of, I just do consumer things and that's it, right? You can solve a lot of your problems by going, you know, more B2B with it, putting a big contract in place, fulfill half up front. Now you got a big chunk of money to invest that can now carry you through the year on equipment. There again, not rocket science, but a cool strategy to put in place that's now helping him fulfill some of his normal jobs that aren't commercial.
Absolutely. So what does that look like on how much did that move the needle? Was that revenue? How did that, in terms of volume, how did that work?
So both, right? I mean, revenue, yes. Obviously, if you're doing a big contract with 200 and some homes at between, you know, $25,000-$30,000 a pop, right? Per homes, that creates a lot of revenue, right? But on top of that, more importantly, when you have 10 or 15 jobs a month that are B2C, you know, somebody calls in, I call and say, hey, I'd love to come have you look at my house. It's an X amount of square foot house and it's a $60,000 job, but you can't get the equipment to do it. It crushes your consumer end. So that allows them to scale that side along with it, which is the beauty of it.
Yeah, that's absolutely incredible. So what do you like best about what you're doing?
Oh, the art of the strategy, just being able to like sit down with my team, whiteboard out strategy that makes sense for a company, and just create those custom solutions with my team. I got a great team. We're all CEOs of other companies. So are they. They all own their own companies away from the board. And bringing all that unique brain power, right, into that picture to create these strategies that, you know, most people would never think of singularly, right? So it's putting that think tank to work and really using that as a way to put these custom solutions in and explode a company pretty quickly.
That is fantastic. With all the success you've achieved, what's your biggest challenge now?
Oh, what is when I'm going to retire? That's a challenge. I mean, there's always challenges in business. Anybody that says that you don't have challenges, right? You can pretty much call them a liar. We all have challenges, whether it's managing our time, you know, managing your scalability, all these different things. Those are challenges, right? Time management or time allocation has always been one of my nemesis for sure. Because, you know, I also have, you know, six other companies away from this one. So it's like managing or allocating your time across that board is very challenging. And that's probably one of my biggest challenges. I don't have a lot of challenges with the strategic advisor board because I have a team of nine other people around me that if I fall down, there's somebody right there to pick me up. And that's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. That is awesome. For our listeners or viewers who want to learn more about what you are doing, where is the best place for them to go to learn more about you?
Yeah. So strategicadvisorboard.com, www.strategicadvisorboard.com. We're all over every social media platform, LinkedIn. We have a channel there. You can connect with me direct on LinkedIn, connect with our company there. But every social media platform, we have a podcast just like this one. It's called The War Room. And that's where we share war stories, business war stories. So we're pretty much all over the internet. It's not hard to find us, that's for sure.
Awesome. All right. Well, we greatly appreciate your time. We know it's incredibly valuable. This has been Seth Green with Jason Miller from Strategic Advisor Board and the War Room Show. Jason, thanks so much for joining us.
Pleasure to be here and let Kevin know I said hi. We shared some time at the bar a few times.
I will do that. Thanks everybody for watching or listening. We will talk to you or see you next time.
Do you need money to fund your idea, product, or service? Are you ready to take your business to the next level but need capital to get it done? Kevin Harrington has heard more than 50,000 pitches and knows how to help you make the perfect pitch to get the funding for your entrepreneurial dream. He's distilled the process down in his perfect pitch cheat sheet, and it's yours for free. Just text PITCH to him right now at 727-888-2100. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 right now and claim your free perfect pitch cheat sheet. Text PITCH to 727-888-2100 to start funding your dream today.
This show has been produced by Market Domination, LLC. To discover how you can have your own show completely done for you and turn it into a real published book and become the authority in your marketplace, go to www.marketdominationllc.com/podcast offer.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.